speaking on this program is Brother Ken Willis.
There's a beautiful song that we sing entitled, No, Not One. The words go, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal us from sin's diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our trouble. He will help till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. He wants to be your friend. He wants to be my friend. He wants to be our friend. And we can have such a friend in Jesus. Evil men in Jerusalem had done their vile deed. Jesus was dying on the cross. Often men on the cross would linger for quite some time. They would cry, they would beg, they would curse. They would be dizzy and nauseated and feverish. In John 19, verse 28, our Lord was hanging on the cross, and He said, I thirst. The skies of Judea let one drop of rain strike upon that burning tongue. A world of rolling rivers, sparkling lakes, and spraying fountains. Give the Savior a drink. If there is any pity on earth, let it now be demonstrated for Christ. I'm told that wealthy women of Jerusalem had a fund, and from those funds they provided wine for victims who were put to death on the cross. And the wine would deaden the pain, but Christ refused it. John 19:29 says, Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar. They filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop, put it up to his mouth. This was an act of mercy, but the vinegar was an insult. The Bible says he took the vinegar. In some lives, all seems to be going well. They have good health. The family lives and is together. They have abundance of this world's goods. Life for them is like sunshine on a bank of flowers. But then for many others, life is full of disappointments. There's all kinds of trials. There's all kinds of heartache and tribulation and all kinds of losses. For some, the cup of life is sweet. For others, it's sour, it's bitter. And it's hard for a man who has always been well to sympathize with the one who has always been ill. It's difficult for one who has had so much honor to understand and to have some feeling for those who have had very little praise. Those who have known only happiness find it hard to feel for those who have only known sorrow and despair. But Christ, our friend, understands. The Hebrew writer tells us that He can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin, Hebrews 4:15. And do you know, He took the vinegar. And I suggest this afternoon that if you've tasted the sour vinegar of betrayal, the Lord understands. Youthful America drank from the cup of betrayal supplied by Benedict Arnold. Most nations have the death penalty for betrayal or treason. Have you had some friend that's betrayed you? Someone that you really trusted, but now they turn on you? I'm talking about a close friend. Proverbs 18, verse 24 tells us that there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Has someone like that suddenly thrown contempt into your face? Jesus understands. Psalms 41, verse 9. Yea, mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. Here the prophet, through the psalmist, telling us that Jesus was betrayed by Judas for those 30 pieces of silver. The Apostle Peter denied three times that he knew the Lord, even cursed and swore, I don't know the man. All of the apostles forsook him and fled when that mob came to take him in the garden, Matthew 26, beginning with verse 56. And John 6 tells us that there was a time when many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. And Jesus asked his disciples, Will you also go away? He was cut to the heart. He drank the bitter cup of betrayal. He took the vinegar. And I feel that there are no doubt many of you who are drinking from the sour cup today, the cup of vinegar of pain. Some have not been well in years. You perhaps are on a bed confined, or you're in a wheelchair. You're suffering from your physical disability. It's all you can do just to keep on going. And deep in my heart, I cannot but believe that the brightest crowns will be given one day to those, not who are healthy, but those who have suffered. And they've suffered in faith, and they've suffered and they've endured with their hope in Christ. It's so very easy to do great things when you're healthy, when you're encouraged by rewards, and you're encouraged by the knowledge that others are aware of what you're doing. But to keep on serving God when no one but a nurse or a doctor knows about your Christian faith is another matter. But let me tell you that pain, physical or mental or emotional, could ever be worse than those endured by the Savior. Nothing could be more horrendous than the agony Jesus suffered on His back, His head, His hands, His feet, His side, and yes, in His heart. Not one nerve or ligament or muscle or emotion escaped the horrors of bearing the sins of the world. Isaiah said He was stricken, smitten, bruised, and afflicted. Verse 5 tells us that He was wounded, Isaiah 53:5. His body was covered with stripes. He was chastised. He was oppressed. He was afflicted. And verse 8 of Isaiah 53 says that He was cut off from the land of the living. Bruised and grieved, His soul was poured out as an offering for sin. Have you tasted the sour vinegar of pain? Well, so has Jesus. All the pains of all the nations of all the ages, and placed into this cup, He took the vinegar. He understands. And again, I would ask this afternoon, have you tasted the sourness, the cup of poverty? Are you struggling financially just from not only one paycheck to the paycheck, but maybe the paycheck's not there? Could you say, God only knows what I'm going through? Have you gotten to the point where you think that finally you get a little head above water, and then, lo and behold, the dam breaks. Something unexpected happens, and you're right back where you started from. Jesus understands. In Matthew 8, verse 20, the foxes have their holes, the birds of the air have their nest, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay His head. Jesus had to perform a miracle to pay His taxes. He lived in a barred house. He rode on a barred colt. He preached from a barred boat, and then He was buried in a barred tomb. Christ knew what it was like to be poor. That is why He told the apostles to teach others to be zealous in remembering the poor, Galatians 2, verse 10. And we're told that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich. 1 Corinthians. And how we're thankful that Christ understands when we're going through times of difficulty and times of trouble. While kings drank from golden chalices adorned with precious jewels, for our sake Christ became poor and He drank from a plain cup. While on earth He tasted the sourness of poverty, He took the vinegar. And again, I would ask, have you tasted the vinegar, the sourness of bereavement? For years, maybe your family was together, and suddenly, the grim reaper of death has invaded your home in a moment. The dearest one in your family circle has been taken, and the family circle is broken. Now a cold marble slab lies upon your heart, and death has ripped the inner self from you. Jesus understands. He said to the friends and the family of Lazarus, "Where have you laid him?" They said unto Him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, "Behold, how He loved him." John 11:34-36. Read the whole story there in John 11. Jesus knew about the empty house. He knew about the empty table where it used to be Mary, Martha, and Lazarus and himself. And can you see his loving eyes as he stands before the tomb of Lazarus? Jesus wept. Maybe a tear wet his cheek. And from his cheek it may have dropped down to his beard and from there to his robe and to the ground. He took the vinegar. He understands. And finally, try as we may, we shall not escape the sponge of sourness of death. We may escape the betrayal, the pain, the financial hardship. We may escape the bereavement that's appointed unto men once to die. And after this, the judgment, Hebrews 9:27. 1 Corinthians 15:22, as in Adam, all die. Ecclesiastes 9:5, the living know that they shall die. What will it be like when you die? Will you be calm? Will you be reminiscing? Will you be looking forward to death with anticipation? Who knows? In the history of this world, only two men did not die, Enoch and Elijah. Enoch was translated that he should not see death. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Elijah was taken up in a whirlwind. We don't want to break our pleasant family association. It's so chilly and damp going down the stairs into the vault. If only there was some other way to go from here to be there without tearing the body. Psalms 90:10 tells us that we are soon cut off and we fly away. Well, Christ knows what it's like to leave the beauty and the bounty of this world. There was no one with him to kindle a single candle when he died in sin's horrible darkness. He died without a doctor at his side. He died without any anesthetics. He died in that horrible, awful way that criminals were put to death. He took the vinegar. And friends, though death is the king of terrors, we must never forget that Christ is the King of Kings and He's the Lord of Lords. There are those who are listening who have drunk from the cup of bitterness. They've drunk from the cup of pain, from the cup of bereavement. But you can't bear your burdens alone. We're told to cast our burdens on the Lord, for He careth for us, 1 Peter 5, verse 7. And when we cast our cares upon Him, by trusting Him implicitly, by obeying His every will, by surrendering to the gospel and obeying the first principles to become one of His children, by repenting of sins, confessing His name, by being baptized into Christ, we can sing freely, "There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus, no, not one, no, not one." Friend, you can claim Him as your friend. If you love Him and keep His commandments, if you believe Him, John 8:24, you repent, Luke 13:3, you confess Him before men, Romans 10:9 and 10, you be baptized into Christ, Acts 2:38, then Jesus will be your friend. Jesus knows all about our troubles. He will help till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus, no, not one, no, not one. Until tomorrow, a very pleasant good afternoon.